Jesus did not pass around death. He tasted death for every man. He said, "It is finished," and gave up his breath. Then they laid him in the ground. They wrapped his body and sealed up the tomb, but the third day God raised him up. The same Jesus stood among his own disciples, alive in his flesh and his bones.
If Christ has not been raised, Paul said, your faith is worthless. You remain in your sins. And those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
That is where the argument ends.
But now Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of all who sleep.
Not when they die, but at his coming,
the dead in Christ will rise. Where, oh, death is your victory? Where, oh, grave is your sting?
The trumpet will sound and the dead will rise when they hear the voice of the King.
This mortal will put immortality on. Death is swallowed up in victory. Paul did not groan to leave his body. He groaned for the body redeemed.
We that are in this tent do groan, being burdened,
not to be unclothed, but clothed.
The seed first falls and dies. The body is sown in corruption and weakness, raised in glory never to die.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the final trump,
the dead will be raised incorruptible,
and the living will be changed.
Where, oh, death is your victory?
Swallowed up in victory. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death.
Oh, death, I will be your plague.
Oh, grave, I will be your destruction.
The cross provided the purchase price, the resurrection delivered. What was bought?
The body itself will be redeemed
from corruption, bondage, and death.
The fear of death has held men in bondage all the days of their mortal lives.
But the worst an enemy can do to God's people is put them to sleep before their time.
The next voice they hear will be their redeemer,
calling them out of the ground.
Delivered from the
is swallowed up in victory. resurrection is the delivery. Let the trumpet sound.